Hello, this is Shane sitting in with Chris for Insomnia Radio. I'm looking forward to doing a little bit of an interview later. Metal musician from Kitchener, Ontario. Yeah, that sounds great. Anyways, we got some awesome music for you here today. We're going to start off with Ballroom Babies, I Won't Change.
Smash your body. First track, as Shane said, was Ballroom Babies, I Won't Change, from Mississauga. These are a group who they got together originally before high school. When they got through high school, they enrolled in Humber College and all went their different ways, forming different bands. Then they moved on to doing session work, teaching, and live performances, and eventually formed the Ballroom Babies in 2010. Their third release is due out this September, so if you enjoyed that track, go check them out. Up second, we had Basement Revolver. This is a band I have played before on previous show, and their track Words. They're from Hamilton, Ontario. A couple more tracks, and then we're going to talk with Shane about his new album.
Kevin from Pyramids on Mars, and you are listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
What can it be? you go for a cruise, you might be surprised what you find. It's their way of life, but it damn near blew my mind. It's not quite the same. Show like you've never seen. We're leaving Bangkok by night. I don't want to be leaving Bangkok by night.
More tracks there. First we had Jaunt and their track Hello, and they are from Toronto, Ontario, and that one came to me through Matt again. Thanks Matt for sending me stuff. And then we have Silent Stranger. They sent this one directly to me, and it was Bangkok by Night, and these guys are from a small town outside of Ottawa called Cornwall. We got more and more track to play, and then we're going to talk to Shane.
I'm so old, man, and I'm still hurt. I started smoking, I'm still drinking, just thinking that you would come back and apologize. But I know that you won't. You're too cool, too cruel, too high on yourself. You thought that I'd be home. That I'll be broke. Yeah.
So that track there was Macy, and the song was High. She's originally from Portland, Ontario, and she's currently residing in Toronto. Seems to be a hub for musicians lately. So up next, we're going to play one of Shane's songs, but first we're going to talk to him about. So these two tracks that we're going to play have come off your new album.
Yep.
How long did it take to get the album together?
I started kind of demoing stuff last summer, probably mid-July, and I had this idea going forward that I was going to do a 4-song EP, and each month that got closer to me kind of nailing down a deadline, I kept adding a new song and a new song and a new song, until I ended up with an 8-song demo that I decided I wanted to just mix and master myself. And so the whole CD came from that, so I'd say it took about 6 months to get it kind of fully nailed down.
Now, are you the only person that plays on the album?
Yes. 100% everything on there is me. The drums are a drum machine on the actual album, so I just wrote the MIDI for that and also used some tracks from Easy Drummer.
Not a program I'm familiar with. So, mixing and mastering your own stuff, how was that?
Challenging? Yeah. It was an exercise in futility, really. I just started with a vague notion of how to mix and master based on past experiences. And then when I started to get the guitar tracks down, I kind of noticed that they weren't having the impact that I wanted. I wanted it to be a very Phil Spector, Devin Townsend-like wall of sound. But that wasn't coming out from just tracking one guitar into a single channel. So what I decided to do was track 4 guitars and put them 2 to one side, 2 to another side, so that I got an excess force of sound.
That had to be challenging.
Yeah, getting every note down when some of it does get a little bit difficult, but after years of doing just stuff by myself, I've come up with a system that works for me that really pushes the envelope sometimes.
And have you had much sales with the CD so far?
Sadly, not as much as I had hoped, but again, it comes down to marketing. I market, I mix, I master, I do everything myself. So when it comes to pushing myself, it feels a little like desperation attempt for attention. So going on Facebook and just being like, oh, hey, you know, share with your friends, I love to hear about it. People don't really tend to like seeing that. So I do my best to inform people on Twitter or just add little hashtags and put my music on there just to try and attract some attention. So sales have been low, but I'm still hopeful for more.
Hopeful is good. Do you plan on trying to gig with the solo stuff at all?
I would love to do some solo gigging. The issue with that, however, is that seeing as everything is written by me, everything's recorded by me, finding musicians who want to play with just me, that sounded weird coming out of my mouth, but finding musicians who want to play solely my music is a little bit challenging, and then the way I had a workaround was just me doing the main tracks and singing, and then just having a backing track playing live, but I'm not sure how comfortable bars would be with that idea of just one weird-looking dude playing a bunch of metal music.
There are some places out there, I'm sure, that would do it. There's, I see all kinds of people doing the solo gig thing on YouTube and stuff, so.
That's fair.
They've got to be there somewhere, you just have to find them.
Yeah, that's the hope.
So what was the highlight of putting the album together?
Oh, God.
The fact it was finished and you could put it out there?
Yeah, once I finished it and I decided this is good enough, like, this is what I've got, there's nothing I can do right now to make it any better than this, and I was happy with the sound that was coming out of it. That day, there was such an elated feeling of just satisfaction, because it's been a long process getting here, just to the point where I could record a full album of music that really was true to the vision that I had going into it. So that day was amazing, and I think the day that I wrote 3 songs just off the cuff, and they all came out incredibly organically, was incredibly satisfying to me.
Sounds good. I think we'll play one of the tracks now.
Yeah.
So that track was called Addict. Tell us about the song. How did it come about?
So I believe that I was actually just at home the one day, and I was in a pretty angry mood, and I started to think about certain things in my life that weren't necessarily the best, and all of a sudden, organically, this riff just came out that was very angry, and from there it just completely progressed. And then the concept of addict was not necessarily a addiction to a chemical substance, but certain things in my life that I commonly go back to, self-deprecation, stuff like that. I get addicted to my own self-loathing sometimes, but who doesn't? So it really came from that kind of mindset.
So everything on your album seems to have a different feel depending on the song. Was that intentional or just how things turned out?
With the beginning, the whole concept behind the album was going with anything that was incredibly organic to me. Anything that came out naturally and flowed and didn't have an overly technical mindset. I didn't want to be robotic about it. I wanted every riff to just meld with it.
Speaking as a non-guitar player, I understand what you're saying, but riff, yeah.
Well, exactly. Like, with each riff, I wanted there to be a specific emotion behind it. So even if it sounds more or less technical or calculated, there's a certain mood that I'm trying to kind of captivate with it. And to me, the way my mind works anyways, with a specific riff, if I hear it, it provokes a certain emotion from me. And so that's what I tried to do with everything going through it. There had to be a purpose, there had to be a reason. What was this leading towards? It's like a well-orchestrated story.
Stories are good.
Exactly.
Especially if you can tell one. Now, that was one of your favorite tracks off the album, right?
Yeah.
Because it was so organic?
Because it was organic, and even when I sang it, like, when I felt angry, it just came out, and when I heard it played back to me, it was one of the few times that I was just like, this is one of the few times I feel this is naturally the emotion I'm feeling, and it didn't sound like it was thought out beforehand.
So not pre-scripted.
Exactly. It was very... I hate saying the word organic over and over again, but it really was natural to me to just feel it. And that's what I went forward with a lot of the tracks. I wanted it to just feel the emotion.
Now, if you were to sit down and speak to a young musician who's just getting started and thinks they might want to record one day, would you have any words of wisdom for them?
100%. I would say just be you. It's easy to get caught up in the notion of trying to capture someone else's essence, but there's a reason that those bands are popular and those bands are liked. It's because they are being true to themselves. They're not trying to, you know, go to a chalkboard and figure out, oh, this artist did this, this artist did this, what can we find in the middle that will make us unique? They just played what they liked. And so I would say any note you play, anything you create is your music.
So just go out and be you.
Exactly.
Do what makes you happy.
100%.
So the last track we're going to play is The Torch.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the track.
So the idea behind the track was, and not that this is necessarily about me in any regard, but it was a whole concept of unrequited love, or love that was kind of spurned away. Because the person wasn't necessarily in the right mindset or just felt that the other person deserved better. And so when I started writing it, the riffs were coming out so naturally and had a really epic feel to it. And again, I hate using the word epic in any regard, but it really did. It felt like this whole like forceful nature going towards it. And so when I started writing lyrics, this whole concept of unrequited love or spurned love really stuck in my head. But even in the chorus, which you'll hear shortly, like, it's just this whole concept of, despite the fact that you're pushing these people away, you still do love them. But it's just a destructive force in your life.
Awesome. So we're going to run that track in just a second for you. As always, feedback is appreciated. Chris at insomniaradio.net. You can follow me on Twitter and send me feedback there at IR_Canada. And there'll be links to Shane's music and everybody else's in the shows as normal on the show notes page. So thanks for tuning in, folks. Enjoy this last track.
extinguish its eternal flame.
Sure. Hey, it's Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada.